Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 29, The Scroll and the Lamb, Revelation chapter 5, verses 11 through 14. We have to remember that John has been transported up into the heavenly realm. That is where he is seeing these visions. That is where he is at this present moment. Here in chapter 5, he has yet to see the judgments that will come, but they are coming very soon, as in the next chapter. And as I stated before in my introduction, or actually in chapter 1, verse 10, I believe John has been transported into the heavenly realm during the time in which the book of Revelation will be fulfilled, that is, what we call the Great Tribulation. So verse 11 reads, "Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels." One voice, but many angels. There is a unity there among the angels that we don't seem to have in the church today. "Numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000." Now, that could be an exact number if you figure out the mathematics, but I believe that this is just what John sees here. It's just so many angels, he can't even begin to number them. I believe that there are so many different types of angels living in so many different places in the spiritual universe that we just have no clue. The Bible limits our understanding of angels. There are just more variations and types of angels than we can possibly know. And I think it's seen in this great number of angels that we see here in Revelation. "They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders in a loud voice." And again, everything is loud in heaven, in this heavenly realm for John. For his human ears, they sang, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain." This is one major worship service that none of us have ever experienced here on earth. I've been in some pretty huge, large, charismatic style worship services, but this is way beyond anything I've ever been in. These multitude of angels were singing, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength." Everything that can possibly be, Jesus has and is. "And honor and glory and praise." Verse 13, "Then I heard every creature in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and on the sea, and all that is in them singing." Every creature in the heavens, on the earth, in the sea, and under the earth. Under the earth is an important term here. There's got to be some kind of beings under the earth. I'll just leave it at that. We do know Hades is under the earth, but I don't believe those wicked souls in Hades right now are singing praises to God. Now, it is interesting here. It says in verse 13, "Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth." Every creature on earth. That suggests to me animals. Animals are creatures. It doesn't say humans or beings. It says every creature on earth. I believe that animals, in their own way, can worship the Lord, and in this situation, worship the Lord in ways that we don't even know. If you go back to Genesis 9, and I forget the exact verse, you will see that animals will give account to God when they kill a human being. If animals give account to God, they have some kind of a soul. May not be a soul like ours, but it's an interesting passage. You can look it up It's after the flood when God speaks to Noah about really what's supposed to be happening from here on out. So they all sing, to him who sits on the throne, to the Lamb. The Lamb sits on the throne. God the Father sits on the throne. They share responsibility. They share universal ultimate authority. Be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. And I believe if forever and ever means forever and ever, means eternity. God is eternal. We have been created. We are conceived. But once conceived, we are eternal beings. We will live in either one of two places, the lake of fire or the new earth. It's our choice.